from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. An alleged mastermind identified.
It happens very fast, and we don't know exactly how to deal with those feelings we have.
Lucie Vaudin is a resident of Paris. She, along with thousands across Paris, across the world today, are trying to reconcile the senseless horror story that took place in her city Friday night. French authorities have detained 23 people in police raids across the country in the aftermath of Friday's attacks, as authorities say they've identified the suspected mastermind behind the deadly assault. A Belgian national of Moroccan descent, Abdelhamid Aboud, was named as the possible lead plotter of the attack that killed 129 people. Belgian authorities had sought Aboud earlier this year for a foiled terror attack on police. French police have released a photo of the suspect who's still at large from the Friday night attacks. And Lisa Bryant files this report from Paris for VOA.
As French strikes destroyed Islamic State group sites in the Syrian city of Raqqa Sunday night, French police carried out dozens of raids in several towns across the country. French and Belgian police are also trying to track down 26-year-old Salah Abdeslam, the suspected eighth assailant in Friday's terrorist attacks that killed at least 129 people around Paris.
Le terrorisme.
Speaking on the radio Monday morning, French Prime Minister Manuel Valls said authorities are aware that more attacks were being prepared. He said raids are being carried out to question people who support radical Islam and advocate hatred for the French Republic. ISIS has claimed responsibility for Friday's attacks, and French authorities say the multiple strikes were prepared abroad with assailants mobilized in Belgium with possible complicity in France. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. World leaders vowed Monday to increase intelligence sharing, tighten their national borders, and attempt to cut off terrorist funding in the aftermath of the deadly attacks in Paris. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said, as the G20 economic summit wrapped up in Antalya, Turkey, that world leaders have agreed that the challenges can't be tackled with simple military means, but only a multitude of measures. British Prime Minister David Cameron announced plans to host a donor conference early next year to raise significant new funding to tackle the flood of refugees leaving Syria for Europe in the continent's biggest migration since World War II. Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi attended the closing session of the current parliament on Monday. Her party, the National League for Democracy, recently won a landslide victory over the government and military-backed Union Solidarity and Development Party, USDP, and captured an absolute majority of the seats in the new parliament. Under a clause implemented into the Constitution by the then-ruling military junta, Aung San Suu Kyi is barred from becoming president because her sons are residents of another country, both British, as was her late husband. However, she said that if her party was victorious in the recent election, she would be the one telling the newly elected president what to do. The Catholic Church may be losing members in parts of the world, but you wouldn't know it by attending a packed service at Soweto's Regina Mundi Church. The cavernous inside of South Africa's largest Catholic church can accommodate up to 7,000 people, and many Sundays it makes good on that space. Anita Powell has more for VOA.
This is the sound of the Catholic Church in Africa. The church has grown a whopping 238% in Africa since 1980. That growth has eclipsed other regions, especially Europe, where the Catholic population has grown just 6% in that same time. The study attributes the huge difference mainly to fertility. But population numbers do not tell the whole story, says Father Reginald Anthony.
There's an ongoing connection in Africa with the spirit world and with God. So evangelization through the gospel has simply deepened that in many cases.
As Pope Francis prepares to make his historic visit to the continent, all Catholic eyes will be on him. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
And for more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Also, the picture of the suspected attacker from Friday night's horror in Paris also on our website. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.